I could never say to you or anyone that I believe that the that acts of violence or acts of abuse could be penalized or cured by sentencing someone to a monetary fine and having them returned to the situation. Because a man may make a jail term and come out of jail and go back into the society and continue to misbehave, continue to demonstrate deviant behavior and deviancy. Fining a man for his actions doesn't cure him of his problem. All it does is it penalizes him, for breaking the law. I am of the view and that what ought to be done is he ought to be called to exit the household for a period of time. And in that period of time, he must demonstrate worthiness by way of being sufficiently rehabilitated mentally, emotionally, and psychologically. Or being re-educated and being brought to the point where he understands that to continue to behave the way he's behaving is not going to help in terms of creating a healthy marriage and a healthy personal and family life. So I'm of the view that there should be a period where the man is deprived of the living with his spouse. Now, that period of time that he's extracted out of his household, of course, not to be living there, he must subject himself to treatment. That is a sentence that is there. But a lot of that is voluntary. The court says that it cannot force a man to go on a same program to say alcoholic anonymous. You must first admit that you have an alcohol problem and be willing to subject yourself to treatment to attend an alcoholic anonymous program. And you need to attend weekly, bi-weekly and so on until you have completed the program. With domestic violence situations, you could only recommend that family get counseled, that the abuser get counseled, that the victim get counseled. Let us bear in mind that we recently had the Electronic Monitoring Act passed in this country, the amendment to the 2012 Act, which says that what we have in place now is victims to make an application to have placed on them an electronic bracelet, where they are placed in a bracelet where the police can monitor where they are, if there's a GPS attached to it, and also the abuser, he's placed in a bracelet. So this sentence involves putting a bracelet on an individual. Or a man consent, but the man has to consent to it, you cannot forcibly put a bracelet on an individual. These things cost money. What if the man damages it? So, I believe that there are measures and prospective measures that can be put in place and that the legislation allows for now. How we operationalize these sentences by way of putting in place or activating or implementing these things and how they're executed is a different formula altogether.